Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bill Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars. And with that said, we always love all you folks listening in. We always get such a great response from you guys, and we really do appreciate you guys taking the time and joining us as we try to bring you as many prospects from around the country as we can. It doesn't matter if you're a D1, D2, D3, you could be a JUCO kid. If you're heading towards this next level that we call the NFL, we definitely want to get you on and find out what you bring to the table. And one of the young men with a lot of upside, and he's making his path towards that level that we're talking about, the NFL, is the standout Wyoming receiver, Jake Mulhart. Jake, good afternoon to you. We appreciate you stopping by the show. Can you believe your time as a college collegiate athlete's kind of come and gone, and now you prepare for that next level?
Hey, thank you for having me on. It definitely flew by. I mean, the career was awesome. My time at Wyoming was great. And, now this whole transition to the next level, it's been crazy.
And for you, when does that next level start to kind of sink in? I mean, you know as well as anybody playing at a high level of competition like you have, that everybody probably has aspirations to get to Sunday if you're suiting up on Saturday. But for you personally, I mean, do you have some great games against great opponents, or do the coaches kind of pull you aside and say, Jake, you know what, we've been doing this a long time, we see something here. Kind of share how you kind of got the reality that this is going to be something you can do.
Yeah, my first year I redshirted, but then my redshirt freshman year I made my way into the starting lineup. And, the first 2 years I was just kind of getting used to college football. And then my junior year I had a real breakout season. I ended up leading the Mountain West in touchdowns. And, the coaches and agents started coming after me about my junior year, and just started – everyone was telling me, I have a good chance, my size, everything. And then I had a productive junior year. And so going into my senior year, I knew, that was going to help me a lot. I need to have a good year and, just get ready and start transitioning my body.
Definitely. And obviously you've done well making that transition. You're what, 6'5", 6'6", always had the height, even since a young age?
Yeah, I'm listed at 6'6", and I've been tall since. I've always been the tallest one out of my age group and everything like that.
All around athlete. Growing up, did you envision yourself as possibly being a basketball player at a high level compared to football? And kind of when did football kind of really become the priority for you?
I actually lettered in four sports in high school. I played football, I ran track, basketball, and men's volleyball. I'm from California. That's a big sport back there. And, I didn't know what I wanted to do. And then once high school kind of rolled around, I was playing all my sports and just started getting recruited for football. And I got some looks at basketball, but I loved football, and I always had a love for it. My dad played, my cousin played in the NFL for a long time. And so, that's just what I grew up loving. And so, that's definitely was the route when teams would come talk to me for basketball. I always kind of told them, my heart's on football.
and obviously it's worked out well for you. And coming out of high school, what other schools were looking at you, and how did you kind of know Wyoming was going to be the best fit moving forward?
I had a lot of different schools come after me out of high school. Boise was one of the bigger schools that I had a lot of interest in to going to. They're in Louisiana Tech. And so it was kind of when it finally came down to it, some stuff happened with Boise, and then it was between Louisiana Tech and Wyoming. And Wyoming ran the same exact offense as my high school ran. I was guaranteed to play some games in California with teams like San Diego State and stuff in our conference. And it just seemed like the right fit at the right time.
Nice. And then the rest is history. Once again, Jake Mulhart here on the C2P, kind enough to take some time out of his training and all the prep work that takes at this particular time of the year becoming an NFL prospect and get to that next level. I ask all the guys that come on this show, I mean, if you're in the film room with some scouts, they're breaking down tape of what you do well. I mean, what do you think those characteristics of the receiver position that are going to kind of pop off the film that they're going to kind of fall in love with you with?
You know, I kind of have to sell myself a little bit differently. I am making the move to tight end. And
okay.
I think when we watch my – yeah, so that's definitely a big thing that, you know, I don't have a ton of film at. We did some stuff at Wyoming where they motioned me back to an H-back, but I'm making the full transition to tight end. I've gotten my weight up and everything. And so I guess in the film room, just showing my ability to be a receiving tight end. I have a lot of practice at it from playing receiver. And then my blocking ability – I know I'll be blocking different positions, but we did do looks where I played a fullback, I played an H-back, and had to do things like that. And I think that will help me a little bit in the film room. I wasn't always in a three-point stance, but, you know, hopefully I can show them I can get in a three-point stance.
Nice. You know, it's funny. I'm not lying to you because, I mean, I've been doing this a long time, and it kind of just prepping for the show. I'm like, man, he's so big, and I was in the back of my mind. I'm like, I wonder if this is something that's even considered. So, obviously you're 6'6", but what's your weight right now?
I weighed in today at 242.
No way! Wow, man. So, I mean, you've packed on how much have you packed on since the season ended?
When
since
the season
ended.
Done, yeah, I was about 220, and so. I've gotten I'm up to 242, and so I think the goal kind of is by pro day to 250 would be ideal, but 245. But and then after that, I would like to be about 250, 260 for a camp.
Dang, that's excellent, man. God bless you, man. That is some real work you're putting in.
You.
Where are you putting all that work in, man?
I'm actually up in Vancouver, Washington, at a facility called New Athlete.
Nice. Well, hats off to New Athlete, man. They're definitely one. You got to do the work, but they're definitely putting you to the grindstone and getting that work done, man. Man, that's a lot of work.
Oh,
again, folks, think about this. Since the season ended, this young man has put on 20 pounds, and not the 20 pounds that most of us put on by just eating hamburgers. He's just putting on lean muscle and becoming a tight end prospect. That's great stuff. This is going to be a weird question just because you're making the transition, but, I mean, there is some off-the-field things that, you know, scouts might love to know, and this is your opportunity. I mean, game film study, are you a quick learner? Do you love – well, I think you can do well in the weight room by adding that weight. Leadership qualities, I mean, this is your opportunity to share with those scouts who do listen in that, hey, you know what, I can do this well. You may not see it on film, but it's something I can really excel at.
Yeah, I definitely think in the film room, I'm a really quick learner. I've had to go through some coaching changes. I went through 4 receiver coaches at my time at Wyoming. And so just being able to go in the film room and hearing the 4 different terminologies that I went through and being able to pick it up and kind of not lose a beat in a sense and go out there, I think I'm a very coachable kid. Definitely had 2 head coaches, the 4 receiver coaches. You know, with quarterbacks, I caught passes from 5 different quarterbacks at my time in Wyoming. And so I think I like to think that I'm one of those players that, you know, can just go out there and play. A lot of the other stuff doesn't matter to me. With off the field things, I've always, I've been good. I haven't gotten in any trouble or anything like that. And from football, I mean, I think I can pick things up quick. Wyoming ran a pro-style offense, and so I am used to a lot of the terminology. When I played at the College Gridiron Showcase down in Texas, a lot of the terminology that they're using from the NFL playbook was the exact same stuff we used at Wyoming. And so I think that definitely
helped
me a lot.
Oh, definitely. And being down at the Gridiron Showcase, I mean, you know firsthand, you know, those guys have just been growing that thing, and hats off to them for, you know, kind of building that up to what it's become. But great opportunity. What was it like just kind of being able to spend some time one-on-one with some scouts and letting them really get to know you a little bit?
No, it was awesome, especially since I was making the transition from receiver to tight end. I was able to do it at the game, and so I got a whole week of practice of getting my hand in the dirt, showing the scouts that, you know, I am willing to make that transition, getting used to the blocking aspect of it. You know, I felt real confident We did the one-on-ones and we did the passing stuff. But the run game stuff was all just kind of new to me. And I think I was able to settle in. And by the end of the practices and stuff, I felt really comfortable at the position.
Definitely. And that's always a good way to feel. Name drop some of the teams you top to, or you just want to keep that secret?
Yeah, I don't want to name drop anything.
That's fine, man. That's why we asked, but you never know, what's going to come out. And like I said, it's an exciting time for you, and you're kind of living a dream that most people can only touch in reality. But you're doing it, my man. This is, again, I love knowing that you've making the switch. But I mean, why you were playing receiver? I mean, who are some of the guys that you kind of, patterned yourself after, or kind of said, hey, I really like what this guy does. He reminds me of myself a little bit. And we're not saying you're better than or something like that, but just in terms of comparison.
I always knew the transition to tight end was coming. And so I actually always used to watch tight ends that I really liked. And one I always really, really liked was Jordan Cameron out of USC. And actually from a high school close by mine. It's the next city over. So I kind of watched his high school career. And then he went to BYU and played basketball, and then went to USC. And he's just an athletic tight end, a receiving tight end. And, I always really liked watching him play. I always try to mimic, the things he did.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Jake Mulhart, the standout receiver from Wyoming, telling us that he's making that transition to tight end, and that's exciting to know as this young man makes his path towards the draft. And that's why we love getting these guys on the show, because you guys get to hear it as well as I do, kind of have the training and everything. And, and that's why I do love getting you guys on the show, Jake, because, you told us that you had, four different wide receiver coaches, and you had to learn the terminology. I mean, there's just so many things you can just pick up, through our podcast, and that's why I love being able to do what I do, and I love you sharing your time with us today. You mentioned, junior going into senior year, the phone started to ring with some agents, but Tier Sports, those are guys, and Casey Murr, a standout, Murphy McGuire, those guys do a great job. I mean, how did you know that those guys were going to be the best fit for you?
I had been talking to different agents for over a year, and going into the College Gridiron Showcase, I decided not to sign with an agent, even though I did have agents offer contracts and things like that for me to sign. I just hadn't found the right fit of people I trusted, and not to knock anyone that had talked to me. I just, I was looking for the perfect fit, and those guys actually started talking to me that week, and I met with Murphy. I actually signed through Casey, but they just seemed like the perfect fit right away. They had worked with guys like Travis Kelce, and they actually worked with one of the tight ends for the Chiefs that was a basketball player. And they told me kind of the story about how he played basketball at Penn State. He made the transition to football. They got him a pro day and everything. And they were able to – he made a 53-man roster this year. And just hearing that, and, I kind of felt how hard they worked and how much they cared. And so it felt like the perfect fit.
Yeah, and like I said, those guys are grinders, and like I said, seeing Casey kind of really evolve as the guy that we kind of see, is a great thing. And I'm almost positive Kyle Carter, correct? Is that the guy?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah. Just so he was on the show as well. So when you said him, I'm pretty sure it's Kyle Carter of Penn State, because I just remember the basketball background. Once again, Jake Mulhart here on the C2P. Before we let you go, man, and we do appreciate you stopping by, we always like to end the show on some lighthearted questions. Are you ready to take a shot with some of those?
Oh, yeah, of course.
All right. Now, superstitions, going into a Saturday game day, is there any rituals that you have to do or you might be a little off?
No, I'm actually not a superstitious person. The only thing I kind of do is I stretch on my own before the game, I guess. But besides that, nothing crazy.
Nice. And we'll give another shout-out to New Athlete in Vancouver where you're doing your training. I don't know who trains you, but you can tell us who's the guy that kind of worked you out the most. And with that said, if you could have a role reversal and kind of make those guys go through the grind that you do, who's the trainer that you kind of want to put through the hardest workout you can think of?
Ryan Paul. He's the guy. He's the head guy. And but he works hands-on with us all day. And, you know, days like today when we're doing those 500-pound deadlifts, you know, sometimes I wish he would be doing them there with us.
Excellent. And female celebrities, Jake, this is usually the question I think you guys spend the most time at least thinking about what you're going to say is female celebrities. If you could take anyone out for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to invite to dinner?
Oh, geez. You know, I've had a girlfriend for – I have a girlfriend for 3 years, so she won't be happy. But I think Taylor Swift. Big fan.
That's a solid dinner. There you go. Hey, man, a talented, beautiful young lady. And, man, it's just dinner, so it's not just a casual meet and greet, and so the girlfriend can be happy.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you could even invite her. That's your discretion. And then the final question for you, we've been working with Eric Dorsey from Illustrative Creations. He sprays and paints the cleats, the spikes that you guys wear. If you could have any theme on yours, what kind of theme or idea would you want to get on those?
I think I would have to go with the California look. You know, growing up in Southern California, I'd have to go with the palm trees and the waves and all that.
Nice. I dig it, man. I dig it. Tell you what, out of all the questions we asked, that's the new one this year that we're doing, and it's kind of really fun to hear so many different varieties of questions and or answers from you guys because, you know, I mean, some guys want hometown, some guys want, you know, a superhero, sometimes, you know, want their grandma. I mean, it's such a wide range of answers, so it's a kind of fun question to get the responses to, man. Well, hey, man, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed. We appreciate you sharing your day, man, and just keep grinding, and best of luck moving forward, my man.
All right, thank you so much. Thank you for having me on.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Jake Mulhart, the standout from Wyoming, joining us here on the C2P. And again, if you miss any of this show in its entirety, you can always check it out at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and also his College to Pro bio that we'll be posting as well. And a lot to write up about this young man. He really kind of gave so many insightful answers to kind of what brings him or brought him to this next level. So I'm encouraged to kind of get it out to you listeners. And I regret the one question I definitely wanted to ask him when I was looking at his bio. I think he has three brothers or four brothers, and I wanted, you know, that was always a fun question to see who's the most competitive or even who's sometimes the best athlete amongst the group. Sometimes it's not always the guy that we're talking to, and some of those guys will say that. DeMonte Kazee, the San Diego State DB, we had him on the other day, and he actually said, hey, it's my brother that I thought was going to be the athlete, not him. So, again, if you want more of Jake, you guys know what to do. Join iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and the C2P. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and listening to the College to Pro Players Platform Show.
This has been a CollegeToPro.com exclusive.